This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you, broadcasting from my basement out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado. Steve Vaughn also in studio with us today as we consider several developments that have been happening as affecting Christian churches and Christian organizations around the country. First of which is Bethany Christian Services, as some of you may know. Bethany Christian Services down there at Sodom are going to work to adopt kids into homosexual homes. Right now, this is a new development that's occurred in Philadelphia. It's called the Delaware Valley. Down in the Philadelphia area, apparently Bethany Christian Services has finally capitulated to the homosexual agenda, sadly, and they are working with the city to accommodate homosexual adoptions to those who are living in Sodom.
So what was the impetus? What made them start that?
Well, here's the article from Philly News. Let me read just a little bit of it. Evidently, there was a fair amount of pressure from the state on this. The Department of Human Services Commissioner Cynthia Figueroa said Bethany Christian Services of Greater Delaware Valley had changed its policy to conform with the city's anti-discrimination laws and partnered with the mayor's Office of LGBT Affairs to train staff on cultural competency for serving individuals and same-sex couples who are LGBTQ. And here's a quote from Bethany Services in a statement. Our faith calls us to work with vulnerable children and families, and therefore it is important that Christians remain in this space. To that end, while we will remain compliant with the law, we also remain committed to our Christian beliefs and core values. The announcement came as a federal judge prepares to rule whether the city violated Catholic Social Services religious freedom by suspending its contract for the same reason. Evidently, the Catholics have stronger faith. Catholics are holding out. Catholics are not going to compromise on this one. But these Protestants have. I checked out Bethany Christian Services' website, and they are an organization that has been around for a long time. And evidently, they have been working with Christian families for a long time. They may be the most important adoption agency for Christian families in the country. But their mission statements on the website states that we demonstrate the love and compassion of Jesus Christ by protecting children, empowering youth, and strengthening families through quality social services and so forth.
So how is it protecting a child by placing them with a homosexual couple?
Yeah, I would think that that a child should be placed with a Christian family, and I would think that a child should be raised in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And it seems also that Matthew 18 says, if anybody stumbles, one of these little ones that believes in me, it would be better for him that a millstone be hanged around his neck and he drowned at the bottom of the sea. And that might be a good verse to put on a plaque at Bethany Christian Services in the Philly area.
Yeah, I'm in shock on this. So are they thinking that maybe if we do just a little bit of evil that we could still keep doing good? Or what's...
It seems like it may be some pragmatism here. Paul speaks of that in Romans 3 and verse 8. I just have the verse in front of me, Steve. Some people even slander us by claiming that we say, the more we sin, the better it is. Or let us do good that... let's do evil that good may come. Those who say such things deserve to be condemned. And it seems like there may be some pragmatism working here. That is, if you just worship a little bit at this temple, we will let you distribute some of your goods to the poor.
Just a little bit of incense. Yeah. Pinch a little incense.
If you will walk into our pagan temple and eat some of this food offered to idols, we will allow you to distribute some of your goods to the poor children in this neighborhood. And that's what Bethany Christian Services is doing. And it seems to me that this is a severe violation of God's law. And it also seems like what's happening with Christian organizations today is as the government places a gun to their head, some of these Christians will capitulate and buckle to the persecution. Proverbs 25:26 reminds us, and this is a key verse for so many of the Christian organizations, Christian leaders that are capitulating and compromising in our day. Proverbs 25:26 says, like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. Also, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination to the Lord. So justifying the wicked and rendering an approval for their behavior is an abomination to the Lord. As Christians, we just simply can't do that. We cannot, in any circumstance, give any kind of a justification to the wicked. That is abominable. Those people who do so are an abomination to the Lord. We cannot just stand up and consistently say we approve of these homosexual marriages. We approve of homosexuality. No Christian could ever do that. If they do, it is certainly not keeping the commandments of God or keeping the faith of Christ. I think we need to resist these persecutions. We need to say, no, 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 we will not submit ourselves to the state in this way or in that way when the state is pressing very hard on us to render a little approval of the wicked deeds of the idolaters or the homosexuals in our communities.
Yeah, this is a very sad day for Bethany Christian Services to capitulate in this way.
And I can relate to this. It's very, very difficult. Nobody wants their ministry shot to pieces by the wicked, but they do this. And so you have to be willing to give it all up. You have to be willing to say, you know what? God is in control of these things, and God will render to the proud their worth. God will bring about his judgment in due time. He brings every single work into judgment, and God is testing Bethany Christian Services. God is testing evangelicals today. Will they stand against the wicked or will they persecute the righteous? And what I'm finding is more and more evangelicals are enthusiastic about persecuting their evangelical friends to stand against homosexuality. And they're more and more excited about capitulating to homosexuality and refusing to stand up and saying, this is a sin against God. This is an abominable sin and will bring the judgment of Almighty God down upon these nations and down upon the individuals that practice these things unless they repent and turn to Jesus. So that's the message that needs to be held up very, very strongly, and we're certainly not seeing that happen. Friends, are we going to keep the faith of Jesus and the commandments of God through these bloody persecutions coming at the hands of Nero in our day? Other Christians stood strong, but does the church in America have to buckle to these persecutions? That's the question that I have for our evangelical population today. Will we have to capitulate at every opportunity when the persecution God brings to the church tests the church? Will the church fail at every single point? And by the way, if there was any question as to whether or not this adoption out into the homosexual population will increase the probability of abuse, friends, the Regenerist study out of Austin University and a study that was communicated in Adolescence magazine a while back has found greater incidence of sexual abuse in homosexual parent families. We've seen this again and again and again, and it should be of no surprise that if a group of people are giving way to the sin of homosexuality, they will give way to other forms of sexual sin as well. Here's the quote: a disproportionate percentage, 29% of adult children of homosexual parents had been specifically subjected to sexual molestation as compared to only 0.6% of adult children of heterosexual parents. In that case, friends, it was a factor of about 50. So children in homosexual homes, 50 times more likely to be abused sexually in that home than children raised in heterosexual families. Again, a 50-fold increase in the occurrence of sexual abuse for these poor children raised in homosexual families. This, of course, is something that Bethany Services needs to take very, very seriously, because Jesus said in Matthew 18, if anybody should offend one of these little ones who believes in me, it would be better for him that a millstone be hanged around his neck and he be drowned at the bottom of the sea. These are fearful words, absolutely fearsome words that come from our Savior Jesus Christ, who treads out the winepress of the wrath of Almighty God and will do so throughout history. But let's seek his mercy. Let's remember that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings over the nations, and let's submit to his commandments. Let's not allow for any kind of implicit approval of homosexual ceremonies, homosexual marriages, quote unquote, or homosexual activity. Let's be sure that we as Christians stand for Jesus on the tests that God brings to us in our generation. Be back in a little bit with more on the Generations broadcast. And this month is fundraising month for the Generations Radio broadcast. We don't typically ask for money on this program, but we do need at least 100 courageous, faith-filled families willing to give $10 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month to keep this radio program on the air. We reach families in over 100 countries around the world, in all 50 states, bringing the Word of God to bear in all areas of life, the relevance of the gospel, and encouraging families to press on the faith from one generation to the next. Now, folks, you need to know that we have a staff of 9 people that work on Generations and the Worldview in 5 minutes, and the whole thing runs on less than $100,000 a year. That means that nobody is paid full-time Everybody gets a small stipend, including myself. We're not a multi-million dollar ministry with a staff of 300 full-time people. We are a lean, mean ministry machine out here with the Generations program. We do provide teaching on worldview, culture, politics, education, movies, music, family life, discipleship, relevant messages that are critical to the postmodern age for Christians who live and function and want to pass on their faith one generation to the next, despite the incredibly powerful principalities and powers that are competing with a different message through culture and education. We are geared towards keeping the faith and passing on the faith from one generation to the next during the greatest apostasy in the Western world. We are in the battle, friends, as well as yourself. We appreciate there are other warriors standing with us. So consider supporting the Generations program. We need 100 families this month to step forward and say, I want to support this program with $10 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month. Just simply go to generations.org and click on give and participate in supporting our little effort. Thank you. And welcome back to Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson here with you, bearing the sad news that Bethany Christian Services capitulated to the sodomite agenda in Philadelphia, agreeing that they would aid in the adoption of children to homosexual homes. Steve, this is not a good day. This is not a good era in the history of the Christian church. This is not the era of heroes.
Yeah.
We don't find many that are standing firm and willing to walk through the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or being willing to be tossed into the lion's den, or maybe lose a little bit of business for their ministry. It seems to me that this is an era of some of the most ignominious people in the ignominious times we have ever seen in the history of the Christian church. So a very, very sad time. I guess we should pray that God would increase the faith and the courage of Christians in our day.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see too many biographies written about the leaders of Bethany Christian Services. They're not going to be held up to be the ones to follow after, like those people who were of old who were willing to face being burnt at the stake to bring God's word to the people.
Well, these Christian organizations are often rushing out to save their skin, to save their ministries, and they're willing to compromise in the process. And a very, very sad era. This is not the era of heroes, my friends. This is the era in which there will be perhaps some biographies written on those who are rushing out to capitulate and compromise with homosexuals and homosexuality and perhaps other forms of sexual perversion as well. So now we have another instance of this kind of thing. Joel Houston, he is the lead pastor of Hillsong, New York City. Of course, Hillsong is the famous Australian charismatic movement that is the source of probably 90-95% of Christian music in evangelical churches.
It's quite
today.
A bit, yeah.
Yes, Joel Houston is the lead pastor of Hillsong, New York City. He certified his belief in the Big Bang in recent tweets. In fact, he called evolution undeniable. Evolution by survival of the fittest. Undeniable. 100 billion creatures, catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. I mean, one of the lyrics in one of the recent songs, apparently, that he has authored, and this has created somewhat of a controversy, not very much of a controversy, obviously. But I guess the question that I want to ask, as we highlight what's going on in Philadelphia with Bethany Christian Services and what is happening with Hillsong and their teachings, is do these things really matter? Does it really matter that Joel Houston has taken the position of an old earth evolutionary construct for the development of the species? Does this really matter? And why should we make such a big deal out of something like this? And I know a lot of young people ask this question. Those young people that are abandoning the evangelical church, those young people that are turning towards embracing homosexual marriage, 49% of evangelical millennials have embraced homosexual marriage, the neuronic agenda, the agenda first supported by the Emperor Nero, who brought about the terrible devastation of Christians and the burning down of Rome and the introduction of homosexual marriage to the Western world. So many, many, many of these evangelical millennials are embracing homosexual marriage and evolution. So does it really matter? They ask the question of us, does it really matter that Bethany Christian Services is adopting kids out to folks from Sodom, and that Joel Houston Hillsong is capitulating to the Big Bang and millions of years of death, survival of the fittest, and evolution. Does this really matter? I think that's the question that is in the minds of so many today. All right, the old conservatism is dying, but does it really matter that anybody hangs on to that old creation account that was retained in the Christian church for 6,000 years? Does it really matter that Christians hang on to a basic biblical Christian ethic that has been very, very strong over 6,000 years of Christian history, as cataloged in our book, Keep the Faith on Sexuality? Does it really matter that we're hanging on to a biblical ethic, that we're hanging on to a historical biblical view of creation that's been maintained for 4,000 years? Does it really matter? That's the question we come back to again and again and again. Does it really matter? These ministries, like Bethany Christian Services and Hillsong, some of those wonderful Christian ministries in the Western world, they define Christianity today. They define worship music for 90-95% of evangelicalism. Okay, so this is evangelicalism. This is the foundation of so much of evangelicalism, at least over the last 15, 20 years. So if evangelicalism is turning towards homosexuality, if evangelicalism is embracing the Big Bang and an evolutionary construct for the development of the world, does this really matter? Is the spring really that muddy? Is the fountain really all that polluted as these ministries fall down before the wicked?
I would say a hearty yes, that it does matter, because he may be in, he may think that evolution's undeniable, but God denies the evolution, because we have to go back to who was there and who was telling us what happened. I mean, I really don't think that Joel Houston was there. It's not any surprise to me to read on and find out that Michael Gungor was also their fellow songwriters together. Michael Gungor was the one that denied that Adam and Eve were real people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're seeing this over and over again. And I think it's just a direct denial of Genesis 1 through 3, where God said, no, he created, where he called for us to be fruitful and multiply. And you know, newsflash, homosexuals can't have kids between each other, because that's just not, doesn't happen.
Well, the question comes back again and again, is this a major or is this a minor? Now, I will say the major point, Steve, is the epistemological authority of God speaking through his word. That's it. That's the major point, right? That's the point at which humanist man has no right to say buts. Absolutely, we must stand for the epistemological authority of God's word against humanist man saying, wait, I will define my own truth and ethics. So this is the issue of the day. This, and if you erode the truth of God's word from the very first verse, you can throw the rest of it away. And that's Ken Ham's argument that he brings to the table again and again, and we appreciate that. But the question is, has Hillsong done that? Have they sufficiently compromised and incarnated the compromises of the epistemological authority of God's word such that this becomes a major issue? And that's the question for just about every denomination, by the way, including conservative Presbyterian denominations, conservative Baptist denominations. Is the undermining of the six 24-hour day creation some 6,000 years ago a basic compromise, a fundamental compromise on the epistemological authority of God speaking through his word? That's the question we come back to again and again. Is this Jesus that they sing about really the prophet of God? He has spoken to us through his word in these last days. And if we do not listen, there remains no salvation for us. This is it. This is God speaking through his son. And have we received Jesus as the final prophet of God? Does he give us 200 proof truth in his word against the gods of the marketplace that are constantly selling a bill of goods from one generation to the next? Are we going to receive the truth of Jesus' words against the authority of science as it speaks to us through humanist man, I think that's the question. Is Jesus really King of Kings? Is he really the Lord? Is he really the lawgiver? And are we really going to submit ourselves to him? Are these fundamental compromises, as they deny the right of Jesus to establish law and truth, have they eroded the basic foundations of truth? Has Bethany Christian Services, has Hillsong eroded the basic foundations of truth in order to make room for politically correct scientists and the ethicists of the day? That's the question. I think this is the core battle of the day as well. This is it. Is Jesus the source of absolute truth and ethics? And will we say, no matter what the wizards peep and mutter, no matter what they say, will we continually say to the law and to the testimony, if it is not according to the law and to the testimony, it is because there is no light in them, whether it be the homosexual ethicists or whether it be the evolutionists of the day who come out of the closet and say, I think I found this rock and it is 4 billion years old. Trust me on that.
Yeah. Now, Joel Houston did come out recently and say that it's more of that God created the Big Bang, that God
made.
So it's basically theistic evolution.
Yes. Yes. Right. Kicking the can back down the road and effectively following the compromises of the theists and the Unitarians of the 18th century. They did the same thing. And by the time you get to John Adams, he is questioning whether Jesus Christ really is the Son of God and so forth. Why? Because the deists and those of the Enlightenment of the 1700s were questioning the rationality of the doctrine of the Trinity. And the modern deists were doing the best they could to displace man from God in the 1700s. And the same thing has happened over the last several centuries. And we're seeing it again in our generation, but this time in the evangelical crowd. So again, my friends, man's main problem is ethical accountability to God. He wants to minimize the curse of death, and you do this by allowing for millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of years of death prior to the fall. He wants to minimize the judgment of God. He wants to minimize the eternality of hell. He wants to minimize the historicity of the fall of Adam. We see this again and again and again in this generation. And modern man also wants to feel something of the emotional fabric of the words of praise in the praise music, but he doesn't want to be shaken and transformed by the truth content of the word. He doesn't want a metanoeo. What is that? Mm-hmm. That means a change of mind, a transformation of mind against the deistic tendencies of the human mind. Hey, we all have a deistic tendency in our mind, Steve. We want to push God back out of our mind such that his laws do not speak with such force. We don't want his laws to speak with force. At least the natural man doesn't want that to happen. Why? Because the natural mind is enmity against God. It does not submit itself to the law of God. Neither indeed can it submit itself to the laws of God. So the modern mind is constantly pushing back on the ethical authority of God's word. But when we come to a true repentance, our minds are transformed by the will of God as expressed through the word of God. Modern man does not want that. He doesn't want a change of mind. He resists that kind of thing. And you know the most ferocious spiritual war that goes on in our world, it happens with evolution, homosexuality, and feminism. I remember 14 years ago, 16 years ago when we started this broadcast, and occasionally we would, you know, foray into the issues of feminism or homosexuality or evolution, and I'd get the hate mail. I thought, where did this come from? You know, I addressed the Trinity, the three planks of the modern humanist manifesto, and voila, you know, they all come back with all of this pushback. Yes, this is why you're going to be persecuted. You will be persecuted if you address the issue of evolution, homosexuality, and feminism. And this is, of course, what the modern evangelical cannot handle. What? Persecution at the hands of the world? I want to conform to the world. I want the world to love me. I want to be in the right frame of mind with the world. I want to be a friend of the world and an enemy of God. That's what I want to be. That's the mind of the modern evangelical who doesn't want to push back against the doctrines of evolution, of feminism and homosexuality against the world. He wants to be a friend of the world and an enemy of God because he cannot oppose the world on the three planks of modern humanist man, the three planks that establish the epistemology and ethics of modern man. That is, all sexuality is appropriate. All forms of sexuality that I prefer are appropriate against the laws of God. And he fights for evolution, he fights for feminism, but ultimately, like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain, is a righteous man who gives away before the wicked. The fruit of this capitulation, Steve, I think is obvious. The fruit of it will be bad, period. And we see certainly the first fruits of it through Bill Hybels and Willow Creek Community Church. Bill Hybels and Willow Creek Community Church capitulated to feminism back in the 1980s. They were one of the first evangelical churches to compromise and concede with the zeitgeist, with feministic views of the day. They capitulated immediately to feminism, inviting women pastors into the church. And now Bill Hybels and the church is all wrapped up in these sexual scandals. And that I think, is just a precursor to the fall of evangelicalism and the fatally compromised church of the day. See, I don't think the modern church is dealing with Jesus rightly. They don't even know who they're dealing with here. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prophet of Prophets, the epistemological source of all truth, the absolute authority of all law and order. He is over all kings, all authorities. He is head over all things to his church. Revelation 1 and verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool. His white hair is white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I felt his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying unto me, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. That is who Willow Creek Community Church is dealing with. That is the living Christ who walks among the lampstands. That is the living Christ who brings all his enemies under his footstool, including the enemies of feminism, homosexuality, and evolution. And he will bring them under his footstool. That's who Hillsong is dealing with. Friends, you've been listening to the Generations Radio broadcast. As we wrap up this edition of the program, I encourage you to our book, Keep the Faith, on Family and Sexuality, which brings back the will of our Savior on these issues. We are those who keep the faith of Jesus and the commandments of God in the last day. Be sure that you are keeping the faith of Jesus and the commandments of God. Get a copy of Keep the Faith on Family and Sexuality at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.